Taffy consults Ngangas, the woman next to Mr. Wanyika pointed out, somewhat scandalized, that this was not any regular Nanga. She, this not-named celebrity spirit medium, was known all over the country. Even government ministers consult her, agreed the next man along, which explained the soldier guarding her. Gosh, she must be something, if even Taffy sent her a goat and some kind of petition. Can she help with love affairs? I asked. Oh, my dear, exclaimed the woman. She's the best one to ask. And others in the queue nodded emphatic agreement. Just at that moment, the door opened, and everyone in the line, Mr. Wanyika was in third place, sat up straighter. Two young women emerged in chic hairdos and heels. One noticed me, and her eyebrows rose. I didn't know she was seeing whites these days, she remarked. Then another young woman, still a girl really, emerged from the Nganga's room, barefoot, with a black cloth around her shoulders, acolyte style, and her hair in muddy dreadlocks. Keeping her smoke-reddened eyes on me, the girl spoke to Mr. Wanyika. She wants to see this one, she told him. How does he know I'm here? I asked. But the acolyte ignored me, and Mr. Wanyika told me not to keep her waiting. I started to explain to the others in line that I didn't intend to jump the queue, but the acolyte turned to go, and Mr. Wanyika motioned urgently for me to follow her. So I did.